بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي يحيى صهيب بن سنان رضي الله تعالى عنه. The hadith that we read yesterday, the narrator of the hadith, Abu Yahya Suhayb ibn Sinan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a eminent sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was known as Al-Rumi. That is, he came from the Roman Empire because the Romans imprisoned him when he was young, and he grew up amongst them, amongst the Romans, the Christians. A person from the tribe of Banu Kalb purchased him and brought him to Makkah Mukarramah. Abdullah ibn Ja'adan al-Taymi purchased him and freed him, set him free. He stayed in Makkah Mukarramah as a trader and later accepted Islam. He migrated to Medina Munawwara with Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and participated in all the jihad expeditions with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had great love for him and held him in high regard. When Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was stabbed, that is, while he was making imamah, he advised that Suhaib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should lead the salah during his injury. He passed away in Medina Munawwara in the 38th year of Hijri. 30 ahadith are narrated from him. Further, with regard to this hadith, a commentary on this hadith, man is tested on two types of occasions in life. That is, one is happiness and sadness. These two occasions come to a person normally. A person is happy or a person is sad. When good conditions come, naturally a person gets happy. And when the conditions come which are against our nature, then we get sad, we get sort of despondent, perhaps depressed also. But those are actually times when Allah Ta'ala is testing us. The words used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrate that a true believer is successful at both these times because of his excellent conduct. At that time, when good conditions come, he's happy, but he doesn't go overboard. He doesn't do things against Sharia when he becomes happy. And mainly he realizes that this is a ni'mat from Allah and it should be treated as such. Whatever Allah has given us, wealth, big homes, cars, whatever, we say ni'mat from Allah, and we should make shukr to Allah and not regard it as our achievement in any way whatsoever. And when a person will do that, then he will use it also according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala in pleasing Allah and not use it in things which displease Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. His gratitude at a time of happiness means that he recognizes the bounty of Allah Ta'ala and thanks him for it. That a person, and Allah give us tawfiq also, whenever a particular ni'mat comes, that we make shukr with our tongue also, and we should also make 2 rakats of salatu shukr for the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And we should consider, do we ever make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that is at least 2 rakats of namaz, and that we make shukr, and even more, that we make shukr, we give away some money to the poor at such occasions, in the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, got his citizenship for Saudi Arabia, then he kept rozas for 40 days in shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That you gave me this ni'mat that I'm staying here now, and Hazrat Allah gave him a place very close to the Rozai Mubarak, which today is part of the Haram Sharif. So close he was. And he made shukr by going 40 days in Jamaat and keeping the 40 days rozas for Allah Ta'ala. So whenever a ni'mat comes, we should try and keep rozas also, give some charity also, show our appreciation and use that ni'mat in the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this results an increase of the bounty of Allah, because Allah has promised وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will make shukr, I will increase you in that ni'mat. And that is a thing which all of us want. That everyone wants a ni'mat and wants more of it. And Allah has shown us the way. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Don't be so much against Allah that you don't even attribute it to Allah. And you feel, I did it, I achieved it. No, we should make full shukr and use it in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And a reward in the year after. By making shukr, a person will get the sawab and reward of it in the akhirah. Here in this world, Allah will increase in that ni'mat. And in the akhirah, he will be rewarded. It is an ibadat to make shukr. His patience at a time of difficulty means that he accepts the decisions of Allah and is hopeful for reward from him. When Allah Ta'ala save us all, we must make always dua of afiyat. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afya afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deeni wal-dunya wal-akhirah. There is a very important dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stressed on it very much, that everything goes smooth in our lives. We don't have any difficulties, any problems. We are very weak. We can't face challenges. We can't face difficulties and hardships. But when they do come, then we should be already trained that we exercise patience at that time. And that we take it, it's a command of Allah, it is from Allah. And also in there we read of our elders, how they tolerated with so much of patience. For example, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, for almost the last 10 years of his life, he had a stroke and he was helpless, but how he bore it with patience, never a word of complaint, and always with a smiling face and accepted the command of Allah. So we are also faced with challenges, all different types. Allah save us. But we should train ourselves, and that islah of ours we have to do. May Allah grant it to us that if these difficulties do come, then we bear them very, very patiently and without complaint, and accepting it from Allah Ta'ala. And that on that also is reward from Allah Ta'ala. Allah rewards on that as well. In contrast, a person who has incomplete faith, he has got faith, but his faith is not perfect, not kamil. That person becomes anxious, perplexed and angry if he suffers from difficulty. You will find very commonly such people will swear also, blame anyone, their behavior becomes very, very rowdy and they upset everyone around them also. And they themselves also suffer and increase that problem of theirs. By not accepting it wholeheartedly, we increase that problem, and people who are around us who want to serve us also, we make them also parishan, we put them also in difficulty. The strain of it overwhelms and defeats him. He also does not appreciate the value of a bounty, neither is he grateful for it. Hence the bounty becomes a misfortune for him. These conditions which Allah sends, Allah is the controller of everything and Allah knows everything. And why Allah sends conditions, that also He knows. But now that ni'mat of Allah, we change it into a ni'mat, into a punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Allah protect us all. It is not easy when difficult conditions come, when a person is in pain, when a person has got problems. But when Allah makes it that we can be trained, and when Allah save us from such conditions, but if they do come, then we can take them in the strain that we should be able to take them. May Allah in His mercy make it easy for us, save us and protect us.